Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes, and I am delighted, first of all, another Queenslander, which is so great, Simone to the show. Welcome, beautiful. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here, Christine.
This is going to be an amazing conversation. I've literally got goosebumps already, so I just know that it is going to be an epic conversation. But before we I get carried away, I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our audience.
It's always interesting when somebody asks you to do that because it's so different from what's written in your bio of how you see yourself. People read my bio sometimes and I'm like, wow, that sounds really good. Like everything that I have accomplished in this life. My name is Simone Melisters, and I was actually born in Sydney. And I do live in Queensland now, but I travel extensively. I travel probably 8 to 10 months of the year. I work with a company called Access Consciousness, and I found them about 22 years ago. 22 years ago, I think. Yeah. And they match the energy of everything I wanted to create in the world. I think from a really young age, like 15, 16, that age where you're just like, what the hell? Like, what am I supposed to be doing? And at school, when they're saying, what do you want to do when you leave school? And I'm like, I don't know what I want to do tomorrow, and I'm meant to plan this. But the one thing that was very real in my world was I wanted to change the way people looked at each other, looked at themselves, and looked at the planet. It was, and you didn't talk about it that much because you go, oh yeah, I'm going to be the weird one and the freak that's sort of talking about, can't we have a better world here? Can't we appreciate what we have? So I quickly went off, and a lot of my friends went to college, et cetera, and they got married and did the kid thing, and I did everything the opposite of what everyone else was doing, basically. And I went off and traveled the world. I told everyone I was going for 6 months, and I went for 3 years, and I saw a lot, met a lot of people, and it really opened up me to be even more in question about what I would like to be in the world myself and what I would like to see the world as. Business has always been something that is intriguing to me. I always looked at business as you choose it because it's joyful, and you choose it because that's a way that you can create what it is you desire in the world. And it took me quite a while for people to get that that's not the way people look at it. People look at business as a lot of people, I'm just generalizing here, but oh, this is a thing I have to go and do in order to pay the bills, in order to do this, and so in order to live a life. I always looked at business as part of my life and it creates my living. So I was always very inspired to have my own business. And I did create a business. It was called Good Vibes For You. And I used to do music festivals and everything in Australia, and merchandise, and have things written on t-shirts and stickers and magnets that I perceived were inspirational. And it was working. It was working to an extent. And then I remember one day I was at, well, Pete Murray, the singer. Because you're Australian, and this was when he was at the peak of his game, and I was on tour with him and Missy Higgins, actually, and I'd organized the merchandise, I'd designed the merchandise, done all of this, and we're backstage. I've got my AAA passes, everything that I thought I wanted. And I remember this musician friend of mine said to me, are you enjoying being on tour? Is this what you desire? And I looked at him and said, I'm enjoying being on tour, but I think I want to do it for something else. And I just come across Access Consciousness. And so there's those pivotal moments, I think, in life that you can keep doing what you've done because it's working, or you can change the whole trajectory of your life by making a different choice. And that's what I did. And I didn't, there's a whole story about how I sort of, started giving up Good Vibes For You and then came across Access. And was just like this. So for me, it's like making that commitment to myself with the bigger request I have of me and what we can be here on the planet. And I keep following that. And so here I am with Access Consciousness, facilitating classes all over the world. I've written a few different books, and most of the time having way too much fun. Every now and then you have a rocky day, like my day yesterday was a little rocky, but hey, we have ways of changing that too. So here I am today.
I love it. I love it. I love how you said that it's your choice, like to make a decision, because so this is my whole part of my story was the fact that, you know, I got told, well, society sort of thought, well, you go to school, you get a good job, and as a woman, you get married, you have kids. And then when you retire, that's when you have fun. And I think now we're really starting to understand that, you know, when we talk about, you know, asking that question, well, what do you want to do with your life? It's your life. It's got nothing to do with anybody else except for what you want to do.
Exactly. So much. You know, I was just having a meeting with my accountant the other day, and she's fabulous. And she said to me, I was asking her about certain things, and it was about some investments that I have. And she goes, well, you need to work out what you want to create. And I said, you mean like when I grow up? Like, what do I want to do when I grow up? And she laughed. She went, maybe. But I think that needs to be like this. Like, what if we didn't have this age as a barrier of like, oh, I can't go back and do this, or I can't do this? No. What if every single day you wake up and you're like, today's a brand new day. If you wanted to study something, go study it. If you want to start a new business, start it. You know, what is it that works for you every day, and start choosing that.
Yeah, I heard someone talk the other, it was quite a few months ago, and it's really stuck with me because it's not about who you want to be. It's, you know, or what do you want to do? It's like that being, it's about how you want to feel. Like, what's the emotions? What's the, you know, I guess the imprint that you actually want to leave on other people as well, which is far more important than a title, because I was so hung up on having a job title that when I lost my job, it was, well, who am I without it?
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, my previous business, I had Good Vibes For You. And like I said, I was doing music festivals and all of that. And I was living in Sydney, and I was in Glebe, and I'm walking down a street, and there was these two young guys on skateboards, and they skated past me, and I heard them go, oh, look, there's the Good Vibes lady. And I went, Jesus, I'm the Good Vibes lady. And I was known as that, right? And I realized, and I think this is the really important part too, Christine, is no one can make you do anything. No one can make you change anything. You have to be willing to look at those moments in life where you go, okay, is this working for me? Which is a question, okay? And it's not about fighting it. It's not about creating conflict. It's about knowing that it's not even about understanding it. It's just knowing that each choice you make can create a different future. And I remember thinking, God, I can't give up my business because I have no idea who I am without it. And for me, that didn't sit well in my world. It sat in my world for a while too, but I was like, wow, how can I define myself by my business? That's not going to work. And it's like defining yourself by being a mother, by being a husband, by being a wife, by being even a best friend or anything. It's like, no, you know, to me, that's looking at us being finite beings. And I don't think we are. I think we're infinite beings. And as infinite beings, it's like anything is possible and everything is possible, but we have to choose it. You know, not locking ourselves into something that is confined or defined. Like even recently, I have a lot of people who say to me, can you do something about being a woman in business? And it's very interesting for me because I always like cock my head and I go, what do you mean? And they're like, well, you're a woman in business and you're successful. I don't look at it like that. I look at it as I'm an infinite being in business and I enjoy being a woman. I love it. I love my being a woman, my woman's body. I love, you know, men treating me like a woman, treating me like a lady. I will indulge in all of that and bring it home, open a door for me, all of that. Love it. And I'm also fiercely independent. And I don't think, oh, I'm a woman in business, I have to prove something. No, I'm an infinite being in business. What am I going to choose today? That's how I look at it.
It's
like
so
different different world.
No, I think we're starting to get to that. And there's probably two things from there that I want to touch on, because first of all, you know, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Like, I have multiple businesses in different areas. And I think when I hear coaches say, well, you need to niche down, but are you really then just putting yourself in a box that you literally then could get tired, burnt out, you could, you know, let go of creativity because just not being your full self as such with it? What are your thoughts on, you know, having to completely niche down and only just stay on one pathway?
I'm like you, Christine. I've got a multiplicity of different adventures that I'm in. Look, access consciousness is my main gig, and I mean main gig as in, doing the seminars, etc. But the first book I ever wrote was on business. It's called Joy of Business. So then everyone put me in that business category. And to be honest, I get the sense that a lot of people like to put you in a category and for you to have a niche so they feel comfortable. Because then they can go, oh, this person does this. And you get that from when you're growing up with your family. It's like, family goes, oh, Simone doesn't do this or she does this. And it's like, well, today's a new day. What if I don't do that? And what if I choose something completely different? So, business. And then I wrote my second book was Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. So it's still money and business angle. But then the third book I wrote it with my ex called Relationship, Are You Sure You Want One? And it's about relationships, right? And there's stuff in there with sex and everything, and we split up just as we launched the book, which was a little minor, hilarious story in itself. But there's so many different aspects of life. Like at the moment, I'm starting to do a lot of classes on bodies. And because I have had so much conflict with my body for so long, like throughout my whole life, I was definitely one of those people who would wake up and have a litany of judgment about my body. How many things I can tell you how many things are wrong with my body or having a body. And eventually, when I made the demand of myself that I would stop judging my body, I noticed it started to change. And I am really thoroughly enjoying every moment with my body now and with business. And, I've got stories about money where I've hated money, avoided money, was in debt. Now I have money. It's like wealth creation. Like there's, and I think we need to be that person that gives ourselves that freedom, because unfortunately, Christine, I don't think the rest of the world does. The rest of the world likes putting you in a category so that, like I said, they are comfortable. When you are so unique and so different and you change and you're malleable all the time, others get uncomfortable. Here's the thing, with what they're not choosing. And it's not based on them. One of my questions I ask myself all the time is, who do I think of before I choose? And it's not about excluding anyone, and it's not about doing separation. It's who do I think of before I choose? Is this working for me? Am I having fun here? Am I enjoying this? Because like you mentioned, Christine, I don't want to wait till I'm older to enjoy life. I'd like to enjoy life every single friggin' day.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because I think it's really interesting that, like you said, like we are in a way a mirror, like as you start to evolve, as you start to get to know yourself on that real deep level. And, like I went from being in corporate for 22 years to all of a sudden not having a job and then being sick, like finding myself on all of these different pathways. But when you start to go into business, I feel like it's your best personal development course that you will ever go on, because you're going to find out so much more about yourself than any coach that will, be able to tell you. But also too, like you're saying, like it's making other people uncomfortable because you're actually saying yes to yourself. And they're not.
And it's I mean, I was doing a class this morning and referring to Brené Brown. I think she said it so well too in one of her Netflix series, when she says, when you take that stage, and you can take stage literally, which I do, but you can also just be taking the stage of your own life. I love when she says, people will judge you, not if, they will judge you. So what are you going to choose in that? Like, you can go and sit down and not choose something. Like, for me, it's like, don't downplay yourself ever. And you don't need to prove anything to others either. You don't need to get them to get it. But if you wake up each day and you're happy and you're joyful, and then you go to sleep at night and you go, yeah, nailed it. Today was awesome. Even if that means you had a day sitting on the couch watching Netflix, that's okay. There's no wrong choice, there's no bad choice. It's like the last few days for me have been really mellow. I've been so tired. And today I woke up and went, wow, I feel so awake and alive. Okay, let's go. How much fun can I have? And I think don't never ever downplay yourself and never ever downplay what's going on for you. Like, if you need to rest and relax, do it. That is not wrong. If you need to create a billion things, then do it. I mean, being an entrepreneur, I know this is a very common thing, and this probably sounds familiar to you, is when people go, Oh, I hope you get to have some time off. Like, did you get to have a holiday? Do you get to, you're working a lot very hard. You're gonna like, burn yourself out at both ends. And when you start to buy that point of view as real, you literally diminish you. Where I don't know about you, but for me, I go for a run on the beach, or I'm cooking, or everyone I work with has a laugh because I go, I was just in the shower because I have these great ideas in the shower. I'm a shower ideas person, So don't stop it. Don't diminish it. Keep going. Like, what if this is just the tip of the iceberg of what you can choose and what you could create? There's so much more out there. There's possibilities everywhere.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's almost like I felt like I had to address the inner child in myself. And I actually now say to myself, I give yourself permission. So I was like you, the last couple of days, being very flat, like I'm going through perimenopause. So my sleep pattern's like all over the place. So, it's almost like going, well, I'm actually giving myself permission to have some downtime. I'm giving myself permission to, have a midday nap. Like there's, I feel like sometimes because we haven't, we've been set like, a standard growing up that you've always got to constantly be on your best. Whereas like if your best today is simply getting out of bed, then congratulations, like you showed up for yourself today.
I totally agree. And it's for me too, it's like take the doing out because it's this do, 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 do. And there's a generative energy from you being in this place of relaxation, no matter what it is you're choosing. You could be doing a podcast. It's like, cooking or doing a big major deal with business or anything. It's like, but if you have that sense of relaxation, you have more of you. And to me, it's so much about being you. And that embraces everything. It has no judgment and it has no exclusion. It embraces everything. You can be everything. And then it's about taking action. So I think people misidentify so much about this. I've got to do, do, do. But it's like, no, you need to take some action as well. But action could be relaxation. Action could be making 10 phone calls. Action could be writing a letter to someone. Action could be, anything. But it's not about the doing. It's about what are you going to be and take action with today? Like a question I ask a lot every single day, where is my energy required today? Because we tend to think about where our energy is required. But if you tap into the energy of the entirety of the universe, even, and ev or every project that you're in, and like Christine, I'm like you, I've got so many different businesses or investments or different things that I've got going. Where's my energy required today?
Yeah, I love that. I love also how you said, that we're like an infinite being. I've started, so we're launching next year, which is called the Inspire Awards, because when, people say, no, you need to apply for this award, you need to apply for that. And it's about, well, what's your gender, how much you make, it's not about the impact. And I think this is why we forget so much when in business, what's the impact that you actually want to create? Sort of what's your legacy? What's the stamp that you want to leave on the world? And it's not about gender. It's not about how much money you make. It's literally about that, impact. It's, like I said, your legacy. Like, I don't know about you, but I just sort of feel like we're sort of getting stuck on that success means this, this, and this. But if we think about the impact side of things, it actually allows you to feel it more.
Yeah, I and it's you mentioned the word success, which is good because so many people look at are they successful? Am I successful? And most people look at that by calibrating the amount of money they have in their bank account. And for me, that's not true either. Now, don't get me wrong, I've learned to like money and I've learned to actually really enjoy money. Like I've definitely my money story, like my chart with money has been I've been there, done it all sort of thing. So it's been I've been every emotion with money. And now it's like I have money and I like my money and I enjoy money. And I think it's not about that. And there's a story that I have with the business I have with Good Vibes for You. We did these, like I said, t-shirts and magnets and stickers. And one of them said on it, imagine what you would do if you knew you couldn't fail. And I had this lady ring me one day and she said, hey, are you the founder and owner and creator of Good Vibes for You? I said, yes. And she said, I want to thank you. I have been in this really bad marriage. She was being abused. She said, every day I was waking up and crying. And she had like 8 or 9 kids, like a huge amount of kids. And She said, a friend of mine gave me about 6 months ago one of your magnets, and I've had it on my fridge. And for 6 months, I've read it. Imagine what you'd do if you knew you couldn't fail. And she said, I want to tell you, she said, that inspired me so much. I've now left my husband. I have a house. I'm happy. She said, I'm waking up smiling and my kids are happy. And she told me this story. Now, to me, I look at that. That magnet retailed for $5. It wholesaled for $2.50. You know, I probably wholesaled it to somebody, and the gross profit that I made on that would have been so minimal. But for me, that business was worth it for changing that woman's life and all those and those kids' lives. So it's like, what impact, as you say, are you having on the world that you haven't been acknowledging? And what if you started acknowledging the impact you have and also the growth that that can be? And for me, it's also looking at your business in every aspect. Like recently, I was talking to the people I work with, and I was talking about my YouTube channel and increasing it. And one of the people I work with said, okay, what do you want to increase it for? Do you want to have bigger numbers, or do you want to have more of an impact? And I said, I want to have more of an impact. I want the stuff on there to have this impact on people's lives. And then I went away, and the next day I came back and I went, actually, no, I want both. So I was like, you know what? Let's go bigger. Let's go outside of everyone who already knows me and reach out into every single person in the world so they can also have some tools to change their lives. So yeah, I want numbers and I want impact. And I realized how much we do this either or thing. And I was like, no, let's go. Like, so you go impact, but then no money. No, include the money too. Not about the money, but include the money.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I absolutely think that you're amazing. I love the fact that you're multi-passionate, just like myself as well. So I just want to say this has been an incredible conversation. We are going to drop all the links below so people can reach out to you, Simone. But before we go, we have five quick questions to ask you as well. So first one is, you are you a coffee or a tea person in the morning?
Coffee. Good
oh,
coffee.
Yeah. Good oh, yeah. Coffee. Yeah. Yeah, you're my girl, my girl. Yeah, love it. Are you a beach or a country person?
Oh, can I hold the both card? But I live across the road from the beach. Love it.
Yeah, I live in the country, but I go to the beach like 2-3 times a week. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, space. Space and nature.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Would you prefer to curl up in bed with a book or to watch a movie?
Movie nowadays. Used to be book. But yeah. Movie nowadays, books are like, and I'm falling asleep.
I love it. I love it. Would you prefer to travel by boat or by plane?
Plane for long journeys. We live in Australia. Getting to the other side of the world is a long way. Plane for long journeys. I'm going to say boat for cruising around a coast, though. Yeah. Always fun.
Yeah, so much fun. So much fun. And one other thing. What is your favorite time of the year?
Summer. Definitely summer. Amazing. I like
it. Yeah, amazing, amazing. Well, I have just absolutely loved this conversation. I know that all our viewers are going to get so much out of it. And as I said, we're going to put all the information on how you can reach out to Simone. And if you've got any questions, make sure you pop them below and we'll reach out to you. Thank you again, Simone, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine. It's been an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure, beautiful. And for all of you watching, thank you so much for joining me again for another episode. This is our last episode that we are filming for 2023. We'll be back next year with more episodes. So if you want to be on the show, reach out and let us know. And remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.